Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The Mind Aware, 863.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to grow your business quickly by training your brain and feeling good. I am your host, Dana Wild, and I'm so happy you are here. I just love spending time with you. And I know you love being part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox. And if you're part of the Train Your Brain Sandbox, then you absolutely must get the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. It's available at danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, danawild.com/mantra. Did I mention it's free? That's my favorite prize. So today I am going to talk about how to be more positive. And specifically, here's what happened. Some of you know I have a club for people who really want to live and breathe brain training and building a business. It's called the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club. Makes sense, right? PMEclub.com. PMEclub.com. Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club. Makes sense. So we had somebody who recently joined and they made a post in the group that I'm hoping this will really help to retrain my brain. Even as I was listening to the intro video, I kept thinking to myself, no thanks, I'm going to hang on to my negativity. And I kept telling myself to stop it, stop it, stop it. So it's a challenge. And for example, I'm traveling, so I didn't get to network today. That being said, I would add that the challenge is not in letting the negativity win and preventing me from even going to network on a different day. The flip side, I have friends who say if anyone can find a flaw in a plan or a lack of clarity on a presentation, it's me. So under a different name, it's actually a skill set too. So I really appreciate you writing all of this and giving me so many different pieces to look at here. The first thing I want to say is, yes, for sure, joining the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club will change everything for you. When you show up there, you are surrounded by positive people. You're with smart people who want to have thoughtful discussions about how to create better lives. They're sharing their resources, their stories, their ideas. They're encouraging you. It doesn't matter where you're at the emotional scale. You know, you will get support and encouragement no matter what you're going through, whether it's something positive or not, cutting edge ideas about how to get your positivity flowing. And on top of all of that, they're entrepreneurs. So these aren't just people who are out there living life in other facets of life. These are actually people who are building businesses the Train Your Brain Mindset way. So you will definitely get what you need by just continuing to show up there, because you're so surrounded by it, you're so immersed in it. Now, having said all of that, I want to deal, first of all, specifically with this idea of networking and not being able to network. And we actually just had a similar question like this on the show, because the story you've got going here is you're telling your brain you don't make money unless you network. So you have this idea that money doesn't just flow to you that the only way you get money is if you go out and go after it. You go out and you network for it. So your reticular activating system part of your brain, that little matchmaker that lives in our heads, you know, this is the part that whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about, it's sifting through the billions of bits of information that are in the world. Like, think of every second of every day, how we just have so many colors and sounds and pieces of information, and there's so much stuff that we could take into an account. And we'd go crazy if we had to filter all that. So your reticular activating system, your RAS, does that for you. And so you are telling your brain all day, every day, don't look for any money unless I'm out there working for it. Don't look for any opportunities where money will just flow to me easily, because I'm not interested in those. I'm only interested in making money if I'm working hard and networking for that money. So that's the story you first want to start busting. You first want to start kind of easing into a different story. So if you were telling a story that you make money whether or not you network, then you wouldn't really have any reason to beat up on yourself, because the money's going to flow either way. And you might say, how does that work? And there are so many different ways money can flow without working, besides winning the lottery. You know, you could be having people refer you. Wouldn't it be nice if you didn't have time to network because you were too busy picking up the phone because all of your current customers were referring people to you? Like, there's so many other ways that things can flow. Or you can get a big client who brings in a big windfall, or you could get a client who wants to get a package for a bunch of other people. Like, it depends what your business is. I'm not that familiar with what your business is, but the idea is you want to disassociate that idea that the only way money comes in is this one way. So you want to start shifting that story. So let's start with that one. The way to start shifting that story is just to start saying little easy sentences to yourself. Things like, I like this idea that my brain is working on my behalf, and I like the idea of being a brain trainer, and I like the idea of using my brain in a better way. And I like the idea that my brain can be working on my behalf and that it's busy all day, every day, even when I'm not. And I like the idea that money can flow in different ways. And I am open to it flowing in other ways. And I can see that the more I think about that, the idea that business could come to me effortlessly and that other people could refer me, I really like that idea. I like the idea that people are talking about me and talking about my business and referring people to me. And it does feel easier to think about money flowing in that way. And I'm open to a shift. And in fact, I'm already feeling a shift even just in the few minutes I started saying this sentence. I'm already starting to feel something shift. And I like that idea of something shifting, and feels so good to see something shifting here and to feel that things could come in a different way. So when you say that sentence, something is shifting or something has shifted, what happens is your brain knows what that thing is. Your brain already knows what you want. So when you say something is shifting, you don't need to be more specific than that. Your brain says, oh, got it. We're on a new mission now. I'm out there doing something else, right? So next, I agree with you that when you change the wording from negative or critical, that can be something good on the flip side if you're starting to think of it or call it discerning or clear or focused. So rather than trying to wrestle your negative thinking to the ground and try to change everything, like, oh, now today I'm not a negative thinker, why not just start using a different word? And so consistently start using that different word. So this is the thing you have to do. You have to start eliminating that word critical or negative thinking from your vocabulary completely and start replacing it. We'll just use the word discerning. So your brain is discerning. And aren't you lucky that your brain is so discerning? Because now your brain can be discerning about the thoughts you think. Start being discerning about the thoughts you're thinking. You're good at this. That brain of yours can find a mistake in a presentation and correct it. So isn't it true that that same brain could find an off word or a word that doesn't feel so good that you're thinking and correct it? You can hone in very quickly on these thoughts that aren't working for you, and you can correct them very quickly. This is a superpower for you. This is a superpower that you have. Honing in on the negativity and going, oh, let's tweak that. Let's fix that in the presentation. Let's change that in the presentation that you're giving your brain. So take your superpower and use it for good. Take your superpower that you're already good at and use it for good. Now, side story here that's really important, and that you probably have identified the reason why for me. Historically, as long as I've been in business, as long as I can remember, the people in the sandbox who have had the worst upbringings, like the most negative upbringings or parenting, or they themselves have been considered the most negative. Like, we've had brain trainers in the sandbox who literally were like voted most negative in high school. So the more negative you are, the more negative your upbringing, the faster this will work for you. And it makes sense when you think about it. If somebody comes to me and they're like at a level 8 of positivity and they're like, I've kind of always been positive my whole life, training your brain could bring them to a 10 or an 11, right? We can take this to 11, but it's not that big of a jump. It's going to feel better, but it's going to go from an 8 to a 10. But you have somebody who's maybe been at a 2 or 3 their whole lives with the emotional scale or feeling positive or optimistic. You start implementing just a little bit of this brain training. You start tweaking a few words. You start looking for the words that feel good and start intentionally using those words that feel good. Even if it's a small tweak, it doesn't take much. You know, you go from critical to discerning and you're going to start seeing a big shift. Well, you go zoom from 3 to 11. And now it's really, really a nice jump. So how do you do that? You start telling that story right now that that's who you are. So you start thinking those thoughts that sound like, I get this and I am good at this and I do have a superpower and I like being able to hone in on those negative thoughts like a missile and just blow them up and replace them with positive thoughts. And I am good at improving everything that I see or hear and noticing what needs to be improved. And so of course it makes sense that I can do this with my mind and I'm getting better at this all the time. And I love that I'm getting better at this all the time. And it feels so good that I can do this and I'm already built for this and that I'm already headed in this direction and that I'm already have got all the skills that I need to do this. I can see where this is going to be easy for me and the shift is going to be easy. So you can see like it's going to be fun and I'm super happy that you are in the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club. We're going to have fun getting to know each other better and I'm so glad that I get to play with you and without a doubt, you've totally got this.